fourth parak of Kilayim, Mishnah Aleph. We are now starting a new set of halachas in Kilayim. Till now we were learning about Kilayim's Roim, different types of vegetables and grains planted together, and over there we saw everything is totally in the fact, does it look mixed together, does it look separate? And based on that we saw different distances one has to separate from one another. Now we are starting the halachas of Kilayi HaKerem. Kilayi HaKerem means Kilayi in the vineyard. And if you plant together with vines, not only wheat and the like, but also vegetables together with grapevines, that is also Midaraisa. Over here, we will see exactly how far one has to separate. The shape of the field makes much less of a difference here than it did over there. Because we're not talking about two different fields, we're talking about grapevines and fields. Karachas HaKerem. V'sham yomim etzrim v'alba amas v'til oimim sheish etzri amas. The Mishnah will soon explain itself more so. The basic idea over here is one has a vineyard with many vines, and in the middle of the vineyard some of the vines were removed. And he wants to plant in the center of this vineyard. So basically the area he's going to plant with grain or tomatoes or whatever it may be will be surrounded from all sides by grapevines. Beishami says it has to have a 24 amas open with that grapevines in order to plant. Even though we will see later that generally if you want to plant next to a bunch of grapevines, it's enough for 4 amas. But here, since it's in the center of this whole area that's planted with grapevines, you need a larger separation. There's enough to have 16 amas. Mechol HaKerem. Mechol HaKerem, we will see in the next mission exactly what that is. It's a kerem near something. It has to be 16 amas away from that area in order to plant grain in the area separated. They say it's enough 12 amas. So now we are going back to explain the beginning of the Mishnah. The Ezel Karachas HaKerem. What is this Karachas HaKerem? Karem Shechor Me'em Emtso'o. Like we said before, a vineyard that has many vines on it, and in the center, a bunch of vines dried out and were removed, and now he wants to plant in the center of this entire vineyard. Im Ein Shom Sheishes Ve'ama, if there's no 16 by 16 amah area which is vacant from grapevines, lo yet yodi zera l'sham, should not plant anything there, even though let's say it's 8 amahs, then if you plant something in the center of 8 amahs you will have 4 amahs between that and the vines, but it's not enough. You need to have 16 amahs. Ho yusham sheishes ve'amah, if it was 16 amahs large, loishm l'avadot is the rest of the most enough to separate 4 amahs away from the vines and the rest can be planted. So this is a rule that you always, from a vineyard, one has to separate 4 amas. The chiddush of a Mishnah is, in certain circumstances, you cannot plant anything unless you have a large, empty area. Once you have a large enough empty area, then you can plant as long as the grains or vegetables are 4 amas away from the vines.